This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
It is the Migs Cast, and my name is Steve Migs, and I am here with the Reverend Infuego.
Hello,
and Glenn Cannon.
Why?
How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Oh, I need to ask you a couple things when you get a chance.
All right, let me sit down.
But I'm doing all right, bro.
I should probably sit since I only have one leg that works right now.
Yeah, right. Yep. Pirate Steve, yar.
So, well, we can jump right into that. I'm a man that's with a gimp right now. I think everyone. I know it's on the Migscast Facebook page. Our friend Caesar decided to post the video of it.
That's how I saw him.
Caesar's man. Good.
And it's on Instagram at I'm Steve Migs, on Twitter at I'm Steve Migs. You can see the video of me as my knee buckles during a middle of one of the most simple and routine of wrestling. It's not even a wrestling move.
No, it's
a
not,
stomp.
Man.
Hey.
Yeah.
Old guy.
Yes. Here's the thing. I know everyone wants to throw the old jokes, but I'm talking to people in their 20s that, like, guys that are wrestling right now said, I did the exact same thing. This isn't something that, like, you should beat yourself up over.
It's like,
I'm getting private messages from dudes that just started, like, you know, they're like 23, 24. Dudes that are doing pretty well, and they're like, I did the exact same thing, just jumping off of the ring, or I walked down the steps to the apron, and my knee blew out that way.
I thought he was like transforming into a giant grasshopper so he could eat his opponent. Or
yeah.
Something, normally,
yeah.
Human knees don't bend that direction.
No, and it went pretty much backwards. Yeah. The weird thing is like when it happened. So it buckled, and some think it might have been a hyperextension. I still don't know exactly what it is, because you go to the emergency room, and they don't know, and they're like, oh, well, x-ray. I'm like, well, an x-ray is not going to tell me what damage I have done, because nothing's broken.
I think it's soft tissue, yeah.
If anything, it's a tear, and I don't know if it is, and I hope it's not. And there's a guy on the text line that's telling me to just suck it up. He's done this 18 times. He's been wrestling, and... it's just a hyperextension.
As he texts you from his wheelchair.
Right, or because he knows exactly how the human body works.
For
right.
Yeah.
It happened to him, so therefore that's how it is for everybody.
I've been shot 12 times.
Right.
Fantastic.
I always love that people are like, suck it up. I'm like, you know, I have insurance. If I want to go check it out and make sure that my leg is okay so I can continue to do this, I'm going to do that. And every other wrestler that I've talked to that has had a very good career, some in the WWE that have reached out to me and said, hey, go to a knee specialist and make sure it's okay. I'm going to listen to them over Captain Backyarder, who's been doing it for 18 years, and I don't even know who the hell he is.
You know, suck it up. It's like, you know, now that we're not living in caves anymore,
right?
I think I'll just use medicine.
God, Steve, just rub some dirt on it,
dude. That cracked me up. I'm just like, you know what?
Jeez.
I'm typically the guy that refuses to go to a doctor, but if enough people tell me you should probably go, I didn't even want to go to the ER, so I heard it during my match in Marysville. It was right towards the end. It was probably about another 3 or 4 minutes left in the match. I just did a simple jump off the ropes, not even off the ropes. I used the ropes to propel myself up and come down and stomp his chest.
Mm-hmm.
The other leg landed a little bit earlier than I thought it would and buckled. Mm. And I flat-footed it as opposed to landing on my toes.
I can still see it in my head.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you mention
it's creepy.
Yeah.
It's in there. It's burned.
Yeah. So all of a sudden I hear pop, pop. And I'm like, son of a bitch. Pop, pop is not a good thing. And so I kind of thank God I was on the ropes, because that held me from probably making it even worse. So now I'm like, oh, crap. And my opponent, Chase, is looking up. He's just like, he saw it from his perspective. Like, he saw the thing happen. He's
he saw the squirt of urine come out and everything.
Right? So now I'm like, okay, quick, let me figure out something to do. So I just get on my knees, and I kind of put him in like a headlock or a vice grip. And he's just like, do you just want to go home? And in wrestling, that doesn't mean like actually go back to our house.
I want to go home.
Get me the hell out of here. This really hurts.
I gotta go.
That means, do you want to just wrap up the match? Let's refigure it out. I'm like, nah. Let me see what I can do. I want to finish this match, because it was going really well. Like, we were having a great match. The crowd hated me. They loved him. Everything was working. It was like I was on a high of highs, and of course, a stupid stomp kind of puts me to a low of lows. So then I stand up. It buckles again,
and God, I'm like, Steve.
All
okay,
right.
Dude, and in my head, I'm like, I know I have a spot that involves me running the ropes, like, and hitting a rope, and I'm like, how am I going to do this? Fortunately, it's weird how things are. The ring that we wrestled in was about 2 feet smaller than the ring that I usually wrestle in.
Oh, interesting.
It was a 16 by 16 as opposed to about an 18 by 18. And so I was like, that's less movement. I think I could pull this off if I keep my knee bent and I just kind of do hobble.
Ooh,
so I did that. Nothing happened. It was great. Then, in the middle of the match, I'm cutting a promo. So I just finished this big move on him.
He's like Ghost White, you know?
And so, like,
hey, everybody.
Yeah, dude. It was just like, thankfully, the announcers, they noticed it. Like, I think Steve's nursing some kind of injury. I think he hurt himself. And I'm like, you're damn right I did.
Like,
stay in character.
So I wish I know I have a video of it somewhere, and I was going to grab the audio, but the audio is tough to hear just because it's like, you know, it's off of a digital camera. It's nothing, no good quality. But I was so proud of the promo, but in my head, I'm like trying to deliver this promo that I worked out while also freaking the hell out, because I'm like, what are those two pops about? Mm-hmm. Is everything my knee keeps buckling. But thank God I had that moment to just kind of like stand and not do anything and milk the crowd. And my promo I was really proud of, because basically what I did was, he's down on the ground, and I'm like, this Chase James kid, he's a joke. If you want to hear jokes, listen to me tomorrow morning from 6 to 10 a.m. because I'm a douche radio guy. That's my character.
Right.
And I was like, that's where I entertain hundreds of thousands, as opposed to you 75 losers that are here that are too cheap to get the WWE Network to watch SummerSlam, or too stupid to realize that you could get it for free right now if you just sign up. And that face just like, what the hell? It was just a lot of fun. I'm like, all right, I'm going to put this mic down. I'm going to finish him off. I try and pin him. He kicks out. I grab the mic again. I'm going to punch him in the face. And again, I got to like kind of run at him. I'm like, hobble, hobble. Throw the punch. He kicks me in the face. Man. I'm knocked out. One, two, three, done. I roll out of the ring. Now I start walking back. And as soon as I get past that curtain, it's like buckle. And I'm like, God dang it. Are you serious? And everyone, some of the guys had no idea. A couple of the dudes could tell. Like,
it's,
they're just like,
the wrong way.
They're like, dude, I saw
hurt.
It.
Yeah.
They're like, I saw it. You go in the emergency room. I'm like, no, I'm fine. And shout out to this guy, Chris Marks. He's a wrestler. Used to be an EMT. He barrels right through when he catches wind about it. That's the one cool thing. If there's anything that was cool about this injury, you find out rather quickly that people give a crap.
And who's the
EMT? You know
EMT?
What I mean? Like, that too. He's got a knee brace in his hand. Like, he has extra knee braces, this guy. Like,
oh, always prepared.
Right? Rem's right there with a bone saw. We're going to have to take the leg.
Oh, yeah, sorry, man. We got to cut it off. Sorry, you're a pirate now.
Glenn, so, I need your belt for a tourniquet.
So he's grabbing my leg. He's pushing it. He's doing all this manipulation. He's like, I think you probably hyperextended it, but you probably should go to, I mean, that was a pretty gnarly looking bend. You should probably just go to the ER just to make sure, maybe get an MRI. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I might as well just do that. And only thing that was freaking me out the most was I have to text Sid.
Right.
I wasn't going to say it.
Oh, dude, that was, honestly.
Honey, you know this wrestling thing? I'm hurt.
Well, that was the thing, bro. So I'm like, everyone's like, you're going to be okay. I'm like, no, I know I'm going to be okay. I'm not stressed about that. Like, and a lot of guys are like, dude, massive respect for finishing that match. Because they were, God, some of those guys were like, I don't know if I would have done that. But some of them were like, that's basically like a badge of honor. And not that I ever wanted to have that badge of honor, but I finished the match. So now I'm like looking really panicked. They're like, why are you so panicked? I'm like, I have to text my wife. I got to tell her what happened. So now I'm freaking out about that. And I'm like, babe.
Sid, don't be scared.
Right.
Don't freak out.
Don't be mad.
And you don't want to start any text message with those. Don't be mad.
No, I just wrote, babe, I'm going to the hospital.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, right to it.
No,
good
rip
on
the Band-Aid
you,
off. I respect that. Rip the Band-Aid
right,
off.
Yeah, right.
I was like, look.
Oh, man.
I didn't do anything crazy. I hurt myself because of the dumbest reason, all because of a stupid stomp. I'm going to the hospital. I'll keep you posted, but don't worry, I'm fine. I don't hear back from her because she's asleep. You know, she just passes out on the couch. Finally, I get to the hospital. She's like, are you okay? And at that point, I was able to grab the digital camera with my cell phone and film while I'm waiting in the hospital, and I filmed that moment.
Oh, is that how it was? Okay.
Yeah, so
cool.
That's why it looks so weird on the video. Mm-hmm. I could have done a screen capture now at this point, but now I'm too lazy.
Yeah, right.
So I send that to her, and I'm just like, this is how I hurt myself. And she writes back, she's like, that's how you hurt yourself? I'm like, yes. And she's like, oh. And I think that kind of made her feel better that I didn't try. It wasn't like I was trying to do some crazy.
It's like that slow-mo of Steve tumbling through the air.
Yeah.
15 feet
watch
up.
Watch Steve,
you know?
Miggs try to do a moonsault.
You see his head catch some trussing and just somersault his limp, lifeless body down into the audience. You know?
Hardcore Steve like, Miggs on top of the scaffold.
And like, so I do know that. And I'm still kind of bummed. One of my buddies, he writes me and he just goes, hey, it's amazing how often you get hurt doing the simplest of things. And this guy's a great wrestler, Caden Talbain. He says, standing Frankensteiner off the top rope, no problem. Canadian Destroyer through a table, easy. And these are things like you could kill somebody on.
Yeah.
Stepping off the ring, F, my groin. You'll be back, man. You'll be even better. You got that work ethic. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
F, my groin.
So now I'm at the freaking hospital in Everett, and I'm just sitting there. Some guy's yelling at some woman. I'm like, Jesus, how do I get
Welcome
long is this
to Everett.
Going?
I stabbed him lots of times. He's never died before.
But, just want to give a quick thanks and shout out to everyone who did come out to CPW. It was a really fun great first attempt at a show in Marysville Skate Center. It wasn't like a huge turnout, but it was still about 100 people, which honestly was more than I thought because you had SummerSlam that night.
It's a
new venue.
Night.
So, I mean, it was a relatively new crowd and everybody seemed like they were having a great time in it, but I felt awful because as soon as my match was over, I had to hightail out of it and get to the hospital.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to say hi to I got a message from one guy. He said, Doug the Wrestling tonight, I was rooting for you in spite of the booze, man. My six-year-old had a blast. I think you and your crew just hooked him into wrestling even more.
Perfect.
Thanks again to you and the guys at CPW. So I think once word of mouth spreads and people in Marysville realize
100 people is not a bad turnout, man. That's,
no,
that's
I agree.
Killer, yeah.
I agree. But, you know, you hope for more. You always want.
Oh, of course.
But,
man,
like, we put out a bunch of seats in the skating rink at Marysville. And shout out to the crew there that work at Marysville Skate Center. They were awesome. But and they were all full. And so, I mean, it might have been more than 100. Of course, though, when I'm doing my promo, I'm like 75 losers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I even got a message from one person like, I was one of the 75 losers. I booed you, but I really had a good time.
I also took a head count. There was 112, but yes. Congratulations on your...
But yeah, if you were like one of the 75, tell everyone else about it. Let them know how much fun you had, because that's how you get that groundswell going, man.
Yeah, I think that good things are going to happen there in Marysville, and I look forward to doing more. As soon as my knee is better, I will absolutely be back in the ring. But there was just so many other, like, I was supposed to be a surprise match later on, and that kind of disappeared because of all that. But I think the highlight is just the typical wrestling, like, we're wrestling each other, and then once it's over, you realize everyone's really good friends. The guy who dropped me off at the hospital was the guy I was beating up on in the match.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, Chase. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that something like that kind of ruined your immersion when you were a little kid? It was like,
I saw the Killer Bees and the British Bulldogs pull up into a parking lot at Nassau Coliseum. As my dad got like VIP parking, and we parked right next to them, and they came out of the car, and I'm like, they're wrestling each other tonight. Why would they drive together? And then I realized that Santa.
Yeah, the illusion.
Just worked at a mall.
Gotta pay those bills.
The illusion was gone.
But man, it was a lot of fun. It was honestly, minus that injury, it was one of the most fun experiences of my life. I mean, just the energy of the crowd, even though it was, you know, like, even performing in front of like large crowds, like something about getting to get a 6-year-old to start booing you.
Yeah.
It's pretty
fun. Being a bad guy is pretty fun, man.
I've experienced that many times throughout my life.
But not intentionally.
And I do. I feel that.
A 6-year-old booing you, Glenn?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Man. The hatred of a child gives me a type of elation that I find is, you know, it's something unmatched. It's unparalleled, really.
I sent you that video, right, of me getting in it with that one kid?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude. So there's a video.
I did see that, but I couldn't hear it. I couldn't make out what was happening.
All right, so
I thought he was high-fiving you and stuff.
He wanted to high-five me. My shtick was I have a microphone in my hand, but it's not plugged in, so I put it into people's mouths. They start talking. I'm like, it's not even plugged in, you idiot. And so I did it to a 6-year-old, Rev. Like, so here, watch.
Yeah, I didn't understand what I was seeing.
So I'm walking up to the kid. Can't really hear it though. It wasn't plugged in.
Well, Steve and I were texting back and forth about a bunch of stuff, and then I get on Facebook and I see, you know, and meanwhile Steve hasn't said a word, right? I'm like, oh dude, and blah blah blah, and we're talking about this and that.
Yeah, we're just having a fun conversation.
And then suddenly the whole tone of the text string turns to me being like, dude, are you okay? Oh my God, man. But yeah, he sent that clip as one of the replies. But yeah, I watched it and I couldn't really tell what I was seeing.
I was basically walking around and this kid wanted to like say hi, and I put the mic in front of him and he starts trying to talk, and I'm like, I don't even want to hear what you have to say. It's not plugged in, you idiot.
Steve just slaps the kid.
And then at one point during the match I did a move. And as I was walking around, this one kid who was in the crowd, he was just like kind of doing boos, like thumbs down to me while he's sitting. So I'm looking at him, I'm giving him the thumbs down. I give a big move to Chase, and I wipe him out, and I lean onto the ropes, and I just put the thumbs down to that kid again. And he jumps out of his chair like he wants to kill me. He's like,
yes!
You stink! Like, he's freaking out. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And I was talking to one of my friends, and she's like, little kids are like drunk adults.
Like,
You keep pushing them, they want to get you.
This is the truest statement I've ever heard you say.
Little kids are like drunken. You know, that's the same kid that had the blowgun in the photograph of your knee.
Yes.
And I thought I heard a right before the moment, and I wonder if
that was that first pop you heard.
Yeah,
that's just the blowgun. The second one was your knee blowing out.
Yeah, dude.
And as everyone went, oh, that kid had this completely innocent, wait, what did I miss look on his face?
That mother effer.
That's right, man.
Oh, man, dude. It was, all in all, it was just a great experience, minus the injury part. But and the funny
sounds
part is,
like it.
Chase and I, we put on probably the safest match. Like, we did nothing crazy, and yet I had to go to the hospital.
Yep.
Oh, and then the two pops. So I get in there, and I'm like thinking, well, the best part was I have this video. So the doctor and the nurse, first the nurse comes in, or the doctor, and it's like, so what happened? I'm like, I could show you. And like, what do you mean? I'm like, I have a video of what happened. Like, oh, yeah, sure. And I show the video, and everybody was just like,
that's not good when you hear the doctors do that, by
when
the
your
way.
Physician gets pale, you know, you might have a problem.
And then some other
I
random
feel nauseous,
person.
I'll be right back.
There was another guy, like, he was like, I don't know if he was like some kind of guy that just, he was obviously worked there, but he popped in and goes, hey, man, can I see the video? And
you I'm were like, they were talking about
yes!
it. That's funny.
Yeah. That was awesome.
This is better than the guy came in with a nail in his skull.
I'm like, yeah, check it out. He's like, oh, gnarly. I was like, yeah, man.
Yeah, that doctor went out there and was like, you won't believe what I just saw.
You guys got to go in there.
And he's like, the two pops he thinks were my knee dislocating and relocating in like a boom, boom, like popped out, popped back in.
I did that with my left hip, and that makes sense.
I've dislocated my hip before while I was sleeping.
Like, whoa, thinking that's of a night terror.
Yeah, thinking of stupid ways to injure. No, it was just like, I don't know what happened.
Just thrusting uncontrollably.
I don't think it was thrusting. I don't think so. I mean, I
nocturnal emissions, Rev.
I can't confirm it because I was sleeping. Wait. But then I woke up and I'm like, ah! And then literally I had to like try to hit my hip.
Like Riggs in Lethal Weapon?
Yes.
Oh, yours didn't pop right back in?
No,
oh.
I woke up to it.
That's bro. Awful.
It was. It's really sucked.
Yeah, mine was a.
Yeah.
Like followed by a.
But that was the thing when I heard the two pops. I'm like, holy crap. And, but then I'm like, it doesn't hurt. Like, it never really hurt. That was the weird part. It just.
Well, and you were also running on the adrenaline of being in the match and all that stuff going on as well.
That's a good point. But it really, like, today, like, only if I, like, fully try and close it, then I start feeling, like, a little tension and. But it hasn't really swollen up too
around
much.
Okay.
Yesterday was
bad.
It was worrisome, and it was funny because we do beat Migs in the morning.
And I have to leave the room.
He has to leave the room.
So he hobbles out.
I have my spiel that I say to give him enough time to get in there.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it slower. Like, I'm putting pauses, and I'm like, come on, all right. He's mostly in there. We'll go with it.
But it's funny. I'm going to be fine. I have to see a specialist, despite what that one texture says I'm going to next week, if not sooner. I just want to make sure.
Put some Windex on it, man.
Well, because I also had, like, a couple buddies that reached out to me that were just like, hey, man, let me know when you're, like, you know what it is, and then we'll work together to make it better. Like, a guy that works, does, like, physical training for, like, the Sounders and other sports teams, that's a buddy.
Oh, dude, cool.
He just sent me an unsolicited. He's like, I can get you healthy quick. And I'm like, all right, what kind
of
drugs are we talking
about? Would you let them know that I'm in pain every moment of every day?
Right?
Let them know.
He's like, you just got to come to me, but I'll help rehab that knee, and I could assess the truest amount of damage to the knee and work around that. And I'm like, bro, that'd
that's
be awesome. Because I don't want, I know it's crazy. Like you joke about it, but I mean, other people text you, you're old, you need to stop doing this. I'm like, I don't need to stop doing anything, man.
No,
dude, I'm going to do what I want.
That was a joke.
I know.
It really
you're
was.
Doing physical activity.
I'm the first that says it.
Dude, I get out of a chair and I'm like,
Like, you're doing strenuous physical activity. There's always a chance that something like this is going to happen. And if you give up or you stop doing it the first time something like that happens.
Or the second. Maybe the third.
Or as many. Steve, are you doing okay?
Mommy, there have been a few injuries in this past year. But you know what? Like, honestly, dude, I've never felt more alive. I've never been happier.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I know. It's just, I always crack up because I'm the first to even say that too. I'm like, I'm the old guy. One of my buddies, I was training with her and she's like, so do you have like aspirations of WWE? And I just start laughing, and I realize
I'm 70 years old.
And I was like, no, I don't mean it like that. Word like that, like laughing because I think other wrestlers are delusional for thinking that. I was like, I'm 43, and she's like, well, you're 43, and I'm like, yeah. I just want to have a match every once in a while. Like, I have no aspirations
to
WWE.
Do this. It's fun.
I'm like, you're 25 and you're good. Like, you're really
good. She didn't know you were 43.
No.
That's kind of, you got to be like,
useful,
thank
man.
You.
No, she was like, I thought you were 50.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, yesterday was tough, dude, because like, there were moments where it hurt and I started rethinking, like, I second guessing myself. And I don't know why, but like, when my wife got home, like, she was asking me some questions, I just started bawling. And I haven't bawled about my own crap ever. Like, I mean, it's been forever since I've cried because I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just legit quick tears, not like I was like, but it was all of a sudden I just started tearing up. My wife's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm just sad. Like, this really bummed me out because
there's something I love doing. And now,
and
sure.
I had a great moment where it was like, I got these people that came, a good number of them came to see me, and I got them to boo me. Granted, they were in on the joke, but their kids weren't. And like, I was a bad guy, and I got my opponent over. Like, people were chanting his name by the end of the match, and I was so happy. Like, that was like, it was such a cool moment, and I was like, I can't wait to do this again. Oh wait, I might not be able to for a few months, and that really bummed me out. And the people at CPW, they were all about, they're like, we have ideas for you. And like, after that performance, like, and I was like, hopefully it happens, you know. But so I'm down on that. I woke up this morning, I felt a little better. And then my buddy, let me just pick up this name I'm about to drop.
Here we go.
My buddy Mondre G, he's a coach for the Seahawks. He's one of their strength and conditioning coaches. He's a big wrestling fan. He goes to the Defy shows. And every day he sends me the same text, I believe, that he sends to the players, motivational text messages. And today's just hit in a way that, like, I was like, I needed to read that. Like, as silly as that is, you know, when you see people like, I needed to see this. I'm like, did you really need to see this? I actually really needed to see this one. It was just simple. It says, every morning you have two choices, continue to sleep with your dreams or wake up and chase them. And I was like, F yeah, I'm going to be back. I'm going to do it again. I'm not done.
Nice.
I mean, barring that they need to take my leg off, which I don't think it's that bad. Apparently, according to the texter, I'm fine. So I'll be back, hopefully in a couple of months, and you'll be able to see me in Marysville as I crap on your city some more.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's the spirit.
We're all glad you're okay.
Oh, dude. Oh, that was the next thing. As soon as those two pops happened, literally the first thought was, thank God that's my hi-hat foot.
Oh my God! Yeah, well, no, are you going to be okay talking about with that?
He's 100% fine.
Oh, okay,
dude. I didn't even think about, honestly, when we were texting, I didn't even think about the fact that we're playing Pain in the Grass Saturday. Yeah. I was just like, you know, S.
Yeah,
my friend is hurt. Yeah. Oh my God, is it swollen? I wonder. I didn't even think about the gig.
Yeah,
until you sent the text like five texts later. You're like, ah, dude, it's my hi-hat foot, and I was like.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I hadn't even thought about that. I was more like, oh, Steve's hurt. Oh, see, and here's think about, you know.
I found out by coming in on Monday, and Matt Koch, he comes in, and he's like, are you guys having a show today? And I'm like, yes. I don't think anything went back. He's like, oh, Steve injured himself. And I was like, oh, God. Oh, no. And then, oh, no, Pain in the Grass.
Yeah.
There's not only playing with Bruiser Brody, but
Stone Temple Pilots,
like a dream come true.
Wouldn't
thing.
That have been funny if I broke the wrong, like I broke the leg? Not funny, obviously.
Not funny.
Not ha-ha
not
funny.
No, Steve, I don't think that would have been funny.
No, it's not funny at all, man.
I would have figured out a way to play with the other foot. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I would have just been like, okay, well,
he's up there in one of those full headgear neck stabilizers. Like, the guy from Fight Club. Is this a test? That guy. He's up there. I am. Is this a test, sir? You were in here last week.
I could play the kick drum with my hand. I could do it.
They're all like, stop throwing magnets at him. It's not funny.
We're grown men.
Steve has little bananas and stuff. Magnets stuck all
Welcome
over
to Mexico.
They keep walking up and tightening a screw, and then his head's crooked. He's like, "It's not funny.
This isn't working right. Help!
I'm here to jam.
Stop making me nod yes." Yeah, dude, it was funny. I was thinking that, but like, the best part was you didn't think about it, but our boy Travis, our front man.
Oh yeah,
I was cracking up because we're texting with each other. He's like, "Hey man, I did the exact same thing in an MMA match, what you did with your knee. I think you're going to be fine, but I feel your pain and it sucks and I'm sorry that it happened." Like, he texted me that night when he saw the video.
Wow.
And then he's like, and I'm like, yeah, man, but don't. And then he wrote, he's like, look, I'll be honest. If you can't play Pain, I'm not playing Pain. Like, he's like, I ain't doing this without my drummer. And I'm like, oh no, dude, we'll be fine. We're playing. And I was like, it's my hi-hat foot. And the next text he goes, all right, I got to be honest. The first thing I thought was, oh good, it's his hi-hat foot. I was like, I legit laughed out loud while I'm lying in a bed at the emergency room. And I'm like, my man, thinking just like me. I respect that.
When you brought that up, you're like, dude, it's my hi-hat foot. And immediately I was like, what about Leave? Is that whole song is hi-hat all over the place.
I'll just have to tighten that effort. I don't really open it, though. I would have to just buy a second hi-hat. I'll be like those drummers that have the closed hi-hat and the open hi-hat.
Yeah, exactly.
So I won't even use my feet.
There's no click track. It's just his grunting as he's doing it.
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna mic him.
I hit up Bob Ritchie from Thunderbeast. Hey, man, can you play with us? No, not the full kit. I just need you to do the hi-hat part on Leave.
You just hit the button.
He's going to lay.
With your feet, not even the hand.
No. You don't want him seen, so he'll be in like a puppeteer's costume, one of those blackout suits, laying flat on his chest, just working the hi-hat pedal with his hand.
Yeah, there we go. I'm like, open! Yes, sir. Close! Yes, sir.
What's Steve yelling at? I don't know.
His foot's on backwards. Don't give him a hard time.
Hey, thanks to everybody who came out to Luigi's Pizza.
Dude,
that show was a blast.
First off, congratulations to all of the bands for packing out the joint well before the show started.
Yeah, it was packed.
So that was really cool.
It was packed when I didn't get there till 8.
Yeah.
like was panicked when I got there because I got there just as the first band was starting to arrive.
Yeah.
Or started getting
like, Dead Set.
Yeah, Dead Set.
Oh man.
Really dug those guys. Oh, shout out to Jeff, the front man.
Yeah. He's beaten you a couple times at Beat Migs.
I liked everybody but Jeff from Dead Set. They were cool. they reminded me of Live.
Oh, his good vocals. Call. Yeah.
And Hairline, like us brothers, we represent that.
Ed Kowalczyk.
Yes. But I really dug their sound. I thought they were really good.
They were great. Yeah, it was fun because I caught a first couple songs, and then the rest of their set I was able to listen to while I was eating pizza.
Yep.
Which is fantastic.
Luigi's pizza is incredible.
Oh, God, it's so good.
And then there was the Dirty Dirty, my boy Drew's band.
They were killer. It was cool to see
I didn't
that.
Know what to expect, but I didn't expect that. Like, they were great. I didn't expect a two-piece that just rocked the F out.
You know what I love, too, is, like, I had a couple buddies there, and they're like, what's the singer wearing? Because the singer, like, it was wearing, like, a women's kind of leotard.
Drew started to explain to me later that night about, I think they were bored somewhere at some truck stop, and they found these onesies, and they're like, dude. And they're these weird onesies.
Like a weird twisted ballerina outfit.
Yeah, like these little gold with onesies. Fishnet. And they were like, oh, hell yeah, why not?
Right,
and they were both wearing them.
Well, that was the thing.
Which was like disturbing and entertaining all at the same time.
What made it better was one of my buddies was like thinking there was just a singer. I'm like, oh yeah, I have no idea. And then I go, their drummer's also wearing the same thing. And then he looks at it and he's like, okay, that's awesome.
Like, I don't understand what this guy. Oh, they're in it together.
One person doing it kind of weird.
Off-putting, slightly off-putting.
Right. Well, you're not expecting that. Both together, awesome.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
And they rocked. They were
They were killer.
I've always been a fan of them just from the videos I've seen in the because I love Drew. He's one of my favorite drummers, but I've never seen Dirty Dirty. And then seeing them live, man, just cemented how much I love those guys. They were great. And then, of course, 10 Miles Wide. They don't suck.
No,
they're
so damn good. That was awesome. And the Bruiser Brody set, man, was so much fun. It was cool seeing everybody there.
Bruiser Brody breaks ass.
Oh, man. Actually, I had a lot of fun with Jeff because, you know, Travis's mic cable was messing up.
Yep.
So I lean over to Jeff on stage. You know, everything's blisteringly loud, so you just scream. I'm like, way to go. You broke Louis G's.
And then at one point, like, Steve, you're in the back there fiddling with something.
I broke my bass drum pedal.
Okay, It's like, I just love it. It's like, does anybody have a bass drum pedal in the crowd? Anybody?
And shout out to Tavis, who didn't wait to find out if someone had one. He just took somebody's.
Just grab here.
I was like, the odds are in my favor that two of the drummers I knew very well, and they're my friends, Will and Drew. So as long as you didn't take the Dead Set guys or the drummers... bass drum pedal.
Yoink.
I was fine. Yeah, dude. I was like, everything was falling apart. My hi-hat, everybody, mic wasn't working, but I loved the show. It was so much fun.
Everyone told me it was killer. I missed a lot of stuff that went on. I think it was during Nothing You Need. That was another one where I got Jeff because Nothing You Need was all over the place. Like, we were really wobbly. And at one point, I just leaned over to Jeff and went, where's the one? And he laughed. But I was really focusing on holding together that guitar part. And I guess that was a song where Travis lit a cigarette on stage.
Yeah.
And Pete, the owner, comes on stage. He's like, hey, man, can you put that out? And Travis is like, oh, and like turned and moved away from him and quickly took like three more drags. And I missed all that. Everyone was like, man, and the smoking on stage. I'm like, I was 2 feet from that.
Yeah.
How did I miss that? I had no idea that went on.
I found Pete afterwards. And I'm so sorry. He wasn't happy about that, obviously, and understandably so. Yeah. And Pete's the nicest guy in the world. So I was like, Pete, you know we love you. And that was just drunken stupidity, but it was wrong. And we apologize.
He was cool.
Oh, couldn't be cooler.
Super cool.
No, Pete's the greatest guy. He's just like, look, you can't put me in those weird positions. So I was like, no, you're right. Like, there is no excuse. Like, and I think he appreciated that I didn't come at him with any excuse. It was just,
I'm sorry.
We were wrong and we are sorry. And I hope that you understand that we're just drunk idiots.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, half the stuff Tawny was filmed, like, during the ride home. She's like, oh, and then this. And I'm like, what?
Well, that was the thing.
Finally, she's like, what show were you at? And I'm like, hey, I was busy.
It was tough because, like, we didn't have a sound check. So I had nothing in my monitor.
Oh, dude, when Travis spoke on stage.
So I couldn't hear you guys.
That's all I heard. So Travis would be talking to the crowd and cheer, but I'm...
No, there were moments where
I couldn't hear Steve's kick or snare. I was saying, where's the one? I couldn't hear him.
No,
I didn't know where he was at.
And I'm staring at your guys' hands at times. Like, because, you know, there's parts where it's just the guitar, the beginning, and I'm like, I think his fingers are... Okay, I think that's it. All right, let's go. And at one point, Glenn, like, looks over and he goes... I think we got to go faster on this part. I'm like, okay, let's go.
It was so much fun,
dude.
Though.
The show
That's
was
what's
so
fun
great.
About Bruiser Brody.
Yeah, like, and the show was so much fun. And you guys had a crowd of ladies right up at the front of it, just rocking out. Yeah.
There were a couple girls that I mean, like Allison, a former rock girl. I had no idea she was there until she posted a video of her up in the front, like filming us, and I'm like. Say hi next time. I didn't even know you were here.
You guys looked like you were barely holding it together, so yeah. I didn't want to interrupt.
And that's a good point. And we were.
And I'm going to say,
but that's kind of the glory of that band. Like it's. I keep saying it's punk rock as F.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like that whole show, felt like the band was just going to fly completely off the rails, and we don't.
And no, you still make
and
it.
And it works. It's very Stooges.
I think that's what makes it so much fun. Not only for us, because you guys are all. You know, I'm just doing, this is my band. But for you guys, like, you have bands that are, practice a lot, are very, you know, it's like about, like, making sure
I prefer this.
Our live show is perfect. Us, we're like, if we get the practice, like, we're not even going to practice before painting the grass.
What?
Like,
no, the Louis G show
That was our practice. So it's like, but that's the spirit of this band. It's like, we trust that we know what we're doing. Yeah. Let's just have fun.
Do your homework and let's throw down, man.
And if we F up, we F up. And we'll laugh about it.
Oh, man. And if we, who's even going to notice?
No.
Really? If we F up, who's really going to notice? We have a ball up there and it's
truly
rad. It's rad, man.
It's so, I'm smiling from here. Everyone's always like, you're always smiling. I'm like, because at some point, one of the members of the band's going to turn around and just give me this big poop-eating grin. Like,
like,
are you having fun,
what
too?
What the F is happening? Woo-hoo!
Yeah, let's go.
I'm going to say that JT is definitely the Beyonce of Bruiser Brody.
Oh, with his fan?
With his fan. Now, here's the thing, because
I love his fan.
He's got a fan, and he's got a glorious mane of hair.
Yes, he does.
And it just blows in the wind.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Glenn went over and stood next to them because they were playing together at one point. Glenn's hair doesn't move an inch.
No.
JT's, whoosh.
Yeah, because I have a thicket. He has hair.
Yeah.
I have a thicket.
Yeah.
No, I think he has fantastic. A certain setting on the fan where it only works with his follicles.
It was so great. I was like, that's just like Beyonce.
Rev and I were discussing that at his housewarming. Like, I love it when JT's hair gets going in the blower. Yep. He brings along.
It makes for great pictures.
But it's even better for me when his beard comes to life.
Yes.
Just like waving in the breeze.
Like, if you know, like at Pearl Jam shows, there's the Mike McCready section because Mike's always the animated one. So we all, like, even myself, I was on the Mike McCready side when I was in GA. I feel like if anyone ever did acid, there would be a JT section because like, if you're going to watch our band while on acid, props to you, first of all, that could be terrifying.
God, right?
But I would just stand and stare at JT.
Actually, hallucinogens, we sound even tighter.
Yes. We can find the one, no problem, on hallucinogens.
It is the one. It's all one. 1010101010101010101010.
Nanobots.
JT's beard was made of binary code. I was in the Matrix.
I saw my future in his beard. And then I want to give a shout out to Nikki, the bartender over at Louis G's, because it was a moment of feeling old, but also feeling really good about being a decent human being.
Oh.
So I go up to her and she's like, I've been meaning to thank you for the longest time. And I'm like, oh, okay. And sweetheart of a person, Nikki. And she's like, back when I was 15-ish, maybe 17, I was a huge Saves the Day fan, and I called you up at the end, and I told you that I didn't think it was fair that you guys were doing an end session and only allowing contest winners to go and not real fans. And I thought for sure that I was going to get into a fight with you, and your response was, you asked me a couple questions. I think I said, like, asked a couple questions about the band. And I said, okay, well, I'll hook you up with tickets then.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll hook you up and three of your friends.
Good guy, Steve.
And so she's telling me this story. And like, JT's there. And a few other people are just like, that's freaking cool. And the way she told it was so heartfelt. And, like, and blah, blah, blah. She's telling me all this. And then that. And then she goes, and I'm 35 now. And I've still been wanting to thank you for this long. And I'm like,
wow.
Man, that's awesome. And man, I'm old.
You're 35 now. I mean, was hoping she was 19 in this story,
she
dude.
She stayed 19. She stayed 19 since 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
I know.
She
that
never
was
left
crazy.
The Shire.
But I thought that was cool. Like, that made my night. Like, legit.
Oh, sure, man.
And then she's like, do you remember that? And it's more often than not when people say that, I always am like, well, how do I answer this? Do I lie and say, yeah, man?
I was on a very powerful horse tranquilizer that day.
I have done that where I'm like, man, I did a lot of drugs. I don't know if I remember it. I'm sorry. But
Google ketamine.
But the crazy part was I legitimately did remember it. Fuzzy, yes. But I remember talking to somebody.
That's cool.
Because I remember thinking, I don't know many Saves the Day fans, and I'm a Saves the Day fan. I thought that was cool that someone called upset that they weren't going to get to go. So I'm like, I'll hook you up. I mean, I probably could got in trouble with my bosses because I made her a quote-unquote winner because she wasn't my caller number. I'm like, I'll make you caller number 7.
Yeah, it wasn't 2018 yet. Now we're all winners.
Right?
Participation trophy.
So I thought that was really cool. That made my night. Like, and every time that's I would see her, I'm like giving her high fives. I'm like, that's awesome. Yeah, that's saves cool. the day. She's probably like, okay, you're cut off, sir. One thing I want to bring up about
that's
the show.
That's the other bartender, Steve.
I don't even look like Nikki. I'm a dude. Why do you keep saying saves the day and high-fiving me?
Just hug me.
It was Pete. He's like, I don't understand. Your singer's smoking on the stage, and you keep high-fiving me, yelling saves the day. Who am I saving, and why am I saving them? One thing I wanted to address is more of a serious thing about the show, and I know if anyone is friends with any of the bandmates of, like, whether it be 10 Miles Wide or Dirty Dirty. You might have seen a couple of the members post something about this. And I don't know how to tackle this, but I want to because I'm not a social media guy in the sense, like, I just post pictures of my dog and promote fun things. Like,
you're
that's
doing
just,
it right, dude.
Right.
I
don't
just want you to know you're doing it right.
I prefer not to create any drama on social media. It's just not worth it. For what I do for a living, it's not worth the risk. And also, just I like to be able to go to bed at night and not be stressed out.
Gosh, right.
But a couple of our buddies and bands posted something that really infuriated me. Not at them, at the person that they're talking about. And I think the guy listens to this podcast. I know he listens to our radio station. He's a fan of our band. And I'm not one to tell somebody to please never come to our shows and please never support whatever I do if you don't get help. But I'm going to say it because there's a guy that's coming that is being way too pervy, inappropriately grabbing females at shows, friends of ours, people that are really good people, and just out and out. It made me sick to my stomach when I read this, and I think Wyatt alluded to somebody before about this.
I got some personal info from a friend, a female friend, and I went, really? No, that can't be. And she said, well, and she told me two stories.
Because the guy's a nice guy to me.
He's an awesome guy. I think he just drinks a little too much.
Right.
And when he drinks a little too much, bad things. Some people are criers.
Yep.
Some people act out.
Some people are touchy-feely.
Some people are overly touchy-feely. And I was shocked when I found out it was this dude.
Yeah.
I was like, no. And then it was like, well, let me tell you.
That's what bummed me out.
I think it's just booze.
So, I mean,
as an excuse. Excuse, but bro, maybe, you know, if you are listening, just cut back on the whiskey. And I think one of the things that irritated people the most was the flat out denial. I did not.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you did.
I mean, when they always say smoke, there's fire. There's a lot of smoke. And it's a lot of people whose words I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, good people that don't say things to create drama. They're not looking for attention. This isn't one of those things. And I truly think, like, for the dude, if you are listening, stop coming to the shows unless you get help. Whatever it is. I mean, whether it be stop the drinking, but you owe a lot of people apologies. I personally do not want to see somebody that at our show is making anyone uncomfortable. And I would say something if I would have known at the time. And I will in the future if you are showing up. But if you're planning on coming to our shows and you're going to be that guy, then don't come to our shows. Get the help that you need to stop being that person, and you owe a lot of people apologies.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best way. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I know
that says it all.
I know that some of the guys have talked to the club owners, but it bums me out because I know the guy is supportive of our band.
Oh, I've met the guy multiple times. Seemed like I heard this, I was like, no, that can't be. No.
That was my opinion.
Immediately jumped to his defense.
Right.
And then I had a couple, then is that, hey, I heard, and yeah, this is what happened. I don't want to stir anything up, but this is, and I went, oh, no. And so that's why I said not as an excuse.
No, I know.
As an explanation, I'm like, he's got to be just getting hammered drunk, and he doesn't know what he's doing. And I said that in the time, and people say, well, that's no excuse. I'm like, I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm saying that's an explanation.
Right.
They're like, well, the problem is he's just flatly denying any of it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, you know, that this is all just a real shame that it's even going on, because I think he's a sweet enough dude. He probably just needs to lay off the booze. And then once he sobers up, maybe go find a couple people and say, hey, look, I was hammered drunk.
I owe you an apology.
I'm really sorry.
And I understand that if you don't ever want to talk to me, be near me, I understand I violated a certain level of trust. I know it's a bummer thing to bring up, but I didn't know how else to address it. And I don't like addressing things on social media. For whatever reason, that's just my own personal thing.
No, it's worth bringing up, man.
But I think it was worth bringing up because you know, I want to make sure that people that come to our shows feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that's cool at all. And like you said, it's not an excuse, but I think whatever it is, the drinking, you can get help for that. And you know who we're talking. If you're listening, you know we're talking about you, because I know people have tagged you in these things and have point blank told you and you've denied it. You need help. You seriously need help. And you also owe a lot of people apologies. So we'll just, I guess, leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. I don't know.
Which is funny, because now I'm looking up at your notes. And I didn't understand what that last one was. And now I'm looking at it. It's
Groper at show.
Yeah. So I was looking over Steve's notes and I was like, what is he going to talk about?
Groper. It's a good band.
Oh, I thought, it was a Muppet on Sesame Street.
No, it's on that other one, the Happy Street Murders or whatever.
Happy Time Murders?
That Muppet movie is coming out.
Yeah, the Happy...
I'll probably go see that.
I'm going to see it. I just don't know the name of it.
I really want to see that, too.
There it is. Here we all are.
Bunch of drugged out, messed up Muppets. And
yeah.
What time we got? Let's see.
No, it's bad. I'm tired, so my wit is down on, like, you know, 33 and a third. I'm not on witless. 78. I'm on 33 and a third. You know what I mean?
So how are we feeling? Do you want to share your Uber story?
You guys want to hear?
I do. I just want to make sure that you're in the right mindset.
No, you I am. I'll right. tell you, can I refill on coffee?
Yes.
All right.
You refill on coffee. I'll say hi to Jaden.
I'm going
to
go get some coffee.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So Jaden is one of our fine Migscast listeners.
Yep,
also
right there,
came in this morning on the BJ and Migs morning show. And it was funny, after the show was done. Welcome, Jaden, first of all. I love the fact that you're rocking a Tacoma Sabercats hockey shirt from back in the day. A couple of my buddies played on the Sabercats.
Really?
Dennis Pinfold. He was a fighter.
Oh.
Jamie Butt, who also was a fighter.
Butt.
Yeah. Two T's.
Oh.
His kid's playing for the Everett Butt.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring.
You're confused.
No, well, yeah, because you said with two T's, and I'm like, yeah, how else would you spell butt?
Butt.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah. His kid's playing for the Everett Silvertips, though, now. He's going into his second season, number 9, in Dawson Butt. But I thought it was funny that after the show was over, you had a very cool observation about our morning show.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And what was it?
Once those headphones are off, it's game over on your mouth, man. It's like F word. Oh, I was like,
oh yeah.
Sitting there, all I've heard you guys is on the radio and this on the Migscast, and it's always bleeped out.
Yeah.
And then like headphone comes off, and it's just eyes wide. I was like, oh my, whoa.
Yeah.
They know those words. Know them well, if I might add.
That's like
they use them more than regular words.
When there's not a microphone in my face, the filter kind of just goes away.
Well, yeah. That's what Steve said too. Is like once the headphones are on, it's kind of like a censorship button. And once they're off, I got that one.
Headphones are on. That psychologically tells me not to say any curse words.
Yeah.
So like if ever I'm like the men's room guy's like, hey, jump on air with us or Taryn Daly or whoever, or Ryan Castle.
Mm-hmm.
I think, let me get some headphones. And they're always like, we're not going to, you don't need them. You don't need to hear any. I'm like, no. You need for me to wear headphones. Otherwise, I will drop an F word. Like, I psychologically then feel free. Like, the headphones say, do not curse. Sense, oh, your mic's off now.
There we go. You're back. Way to go, Rev.
It makes total sense. Yeah. No, Rev's on point.
While you were gone, Jaden was sharing how he learned on our morning show that when the mics are off, we're filthy mouth people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it's an on gear, off gear.
Yeah, that's what I said. The headphones were like the one thing that stops it.
Yep.
And I believe it.
Yep. Makes sense.
Jaden, what do you do? What's in your world? Like, what's a fun thing that you'd like to share with all the Migscast audience?
I don't know. It's kind of a boring guy. Got a 8-month-old kid.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not boring.
No,
it was, dude, boy,
it was
girl.
Boring until like 2 months ago. Now he moves. Dude's like a rocket.
Yeah.
Goes wherever he wants, whenever he wants.
Hang in there, buddy.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
Thanks, man.
What's his name?
Bryson.
Nice.
Yeah. He's a fun little dude. He has a kung fu grip, that's what I'm calling it. Because you think this little kid, well, he's a big kid, but he would be so gentle. But like I pick him up, he'll grab my throat and like just try ripping my head off. Like, what's going on? And
Daddy's like, passed out cold on the floor.
Are you making him watch the second Indiana Jones movie with the scene with the heart?
That's nice. His favorite one.
If his first words are Kalima.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be his first words, Kalima.
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 Pretty much just got a boring dude. Play softball on the weekends.
Nice.
I try to. Kind of not the best, but funny story. I actually hurt my same knee.
Mm-hmm.
playing softball, but
were
mine
you stomping on the ump.
Yes.
No, I missed. He called me strike. I stomped towards him. I missed him, and it messed up. No,
I was like, no.
Awesome.
What league is this? I want to join.
No, I stepped sideways instead of yours bent backwards.
Yeah,
mine went sideways, and it.
Oh, dude,
I thought for sure I was going. I'm a big guy, and I was going to go down in a big heap. So,
dude, when I hurt my other knee. The first time, that's why I was like kind of almost mentally prepared for this. That one went inwards, like sideways inwards.
Yeah.
And that took forever. But that one hurt right away. I don't know how
you. See, this one didn't. Like, it popped. Mm-hmm. I played the game and I have a Jeep and I pushed my clutch in and it was like, oh,
ooh.
No.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a dragon to drive a clutch home,
dude,
too.
Yeah. Well, luckily, this was in Fanway. I drove to Graham, so it wasn't a bad commute.
It wasn't like stop and go traffic.
No, if it was like uphill. If it was the hills of Tacoma, I probably would have called an Uber.
Yeah, just park it and say F it. Yeah. Yeah, this one, I guess the doctor's because I was like, it went backwards. Like, the video looks like it went backwards. He said, though, you really can't make it go backwards. It's more like back diagonal.
Yeah.
I guess, according to him. But I was just like, all right, well, whatever, man. It's scary. But yeah, dude.
Bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bad.
That sucks.
Yeah. But it's all good now. It just kind of pops and. Kind of grinds now, but
oh, fun! So it's fine.
I was, you know, I'm a stubborn guy. I was like, I'm not going to the
suck
doctor.
It up, man.
Yeah,
I've been doing this for 18 years. It's fine.
I was like, I'm not going to the doctor. Now, like, something's grinding, and when it's cold, I can't bend it too far.
I've got a pair of them that are garbage, especially my left one.
Yeah,
just garbage. And like, you know, sometimes it acts up, sometimes it doesn't. When the weather changes, both my knees.
You don't realize how much
throb.
You value your knees until one of them is jacked up.
Oh, dude!
That's like one of my buddies says, the most complex joint in your body, and take care of them when you can. Like, don't joke around with this. But it's funny because the other one happened. And I felt fully healed, but now that I've been dealing with this one, I've been putting a lot more pressure on the other one, and that one's starting to hurt again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God damn it! Like, this is ridiculous.
Mine are both a mess. It's you know, take care of your knees, guys.
It's the stairs going up and down the steps right
don't
now.
Don't be like Glenn.
I need that thing for the old people, like the little seat that goes up the steps.
Yeah, like from Gremlins.
Yeah.
This is Deagle, 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 Deagle.
How funny is it when I was a kid? I felt like that is the ultimate sign of status. Having a Craftmatic bed,
Lazy
Boy chair.
I've got the oldest person bed. Like it's the retiree bed. It's the Tempur-Pedic fully adjustable massage bed.
Is it incredible?
It's not even plugged in.
Oh, dude, plug it in.
The massage.
It, it's a lot of work.
It's not a lot of work. I have the massage bed too.
All you gotta do is plug it in and.
You plug one thing in to an outlet, and then you make sure you have batteries in your remote control, and you hit
two things. I got to plug in two things.
That's why we love Rev, man.
Yeah. Man about town.
That's two things too many.
It's a lot of work.
Rev, how was your house party?
Absolutely fantastic. First off, nobody got in any fights. Nobody stole anything.
I saw Glenn posted up next to Yoda.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Rev's house, man, I'm so happy for you guys. Like,
thank you.
The place is beautiful. The whole get-together was killer. Just mellow, happening vibe. Of course, Rev gives me the whole tour, and he's got that full-on Yoda. And I'm like, Tawny, get beside Yoda!
Is that in the bar?
No, that is right at the front door.
Oh.
So, he greets anybody who comes by. Yeah.
Welcome, you are.
My favorite part about when Glenn took the picture, so Tawny's standing next to it, and Glenn takes the picture, and he's like, wait a second, because he had my old Meatloaf mullet wig on.
Yeah.
Like, Yoda had
the wig off.
He's like, I got to take the wig off. I got to have a real picture of Yoda without the mullet.
I respect that.
But no, it was fantastic. We had a lot of people show up, which is somewhat stressful.
I saw Wyatt ran out of gas coming to your house.
I know.
Man. I felt so bad. I'm like,
but he made
man.
It. He made it, so I'm glad for that.
That's like one of my biggest fears. As soon as they
Wyatt that, running out of gas coming to your house.
Yes, go, coming to Red House. And it happened.
But no, I was super happy that he showed up. I was happy that Glenn and Kristen showed up both from Ye Old Window Pane when you guys had a show that night.
Yep.
So that was really, I was really happy
pre-funk.
That you did.
Yeah, that was our pre-funk, man. Come by, hang out with a bunch of sweet people. And it was cool.
That was awesome.
You know,
we did.
Who got the drunkest?
Chris.
Uncle Chris.
Yeah, Uncle Chris from the main show.
We might need to have an intervention with this kid.
And it's like the poor kid. He's older than me.
And me.
Yeah, but he is, since he's lost so much weight, he does not know what, like...
his new tolerances
are.
Right.
And before that, his MO is to get hammered and then wander off. And when we would go to, like, the radio conventions... It would be to wander back to our hotel room and pass out.
Yep.
But at this one, he wanders off. And we're like, he's gone. He's somewhere in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he went to the corner store, which is about a mile away, because he really wanted either Reese's Pieces or a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So he walked all the way over there, and we're just running around trying to figure it out. And Danny from the main show finally sees him walking back down the thing, eating his candy, just happy as you could possibly be. He's the only one that passed out before the party ended.
You were just getting beer pong fired up when I split.
Yeah, we had beer pong.
It's gonna be that kind of party.
And Rev didn't seem like he was in any pain. You were happy.
Oh, well,
you were trash, but man, you were happy.
I was cool. I kept and maintain a drunkenness that I haven't done in a long time. Because the party started at noon. Nobody really showed up until about 1 o'clock or so that was fine. But when people showed up, I have a bar now. And as such, people want to do shots with the bartender, and I was tending bar.
My man.
Yep, and so I did many, 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 many shots over the course of the 10 hours that most of the people were there.
That's awesome.
It was great. And, like, shout out to everyone who showed up. People came through with bringing ice, which was probably the most panicked I had been, because I had to go buy 60 pounds of ice before everything started. And I was just, like, on the Facebook page, I was just like, if you're going to bring anything, bring booze.
Ice.
Yeah, bring booze for the bar, because it's a bar stocking party, and bring as much ice, and everyone came
and
through.
Bring a wig for Yoda. I know, it's funny, because we were in the middle of like a million like family obligation stuff, but we had like a little window where we were grabbing some ice cream at the Ice Cream Social so we could have for our treat
nice.
For dinner.
Yeah.
I was like, man, my wife's like, you're trying to do too many things at one time. You're going to kill yourself.
Yeah.
But I was like, what if we just buy a crap ton of this ice cream
yes.
and just swing by Rev's house
yes.
like as the ice cream fairy, just
yes.
drop him off and leave. And it just didn't happen. But that was my whole.
Damn.
I wanted to do it. I thought that would have been a funny thing.
That would have been fantastic.
You like Ice Cream Social. And I was like, that'd be kind of funny. We just swoop in, hand a bunch of pints out, and then be like, peace out.
Yep.
Ice cream fairy out.
I thought Steve was here and gone, man.
Yep. We're eating his ice cream right now. Where were you?
I think the coolest thing that happened, all the fun stuff and all the events were really fun, but I think the coolest thing that I ended up getting were the bar stools.
Oh, now, from Kyle.
Yeah, from Kyle from Superfecta. He, a couple of months ago, had posted that he's making pallet furniture. And so I was like, we need bar stools, and we want to do kind of more of a rustic vibe because it's a steampunk bar. And so I was like, here's some Pinterest pictures. My wife and I had looked over a bunch of different things, and here is what the bar looks like, so you get a kind of an idea for it. And the bar stools he put together, perfect. Like, absolute 100% perfection.
That's so cool.
And they look amazing in that
bar. The pictures look really cool.
Oh, yeah. They're so cool. So, yeah, I was just so happy to have that. Because it really, I mean, as Lebowski as it sounds, they bring the room together. Like, they really, really do.
Better be serving White Russians at that bar if you're going to say that kind of test.
Don't let anyone pee on those stools, dude.
Give them a plug, man. Give them a plug. It's Kyle Court, and it's, I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, that was... Maybe I should have asked you ahead of time.
Master of Pallets.
Master.
Yes.
Master
of Pallets. Making your stools.
Yes.
Sit in the corner because it's so cool.
And you're talking about peeing.
Master of Pallets on Facebook.
Yeah, Master of Pallets on Facebook. We actually, we have our little shed in the back where our grill is. And it's we've got the tool shed, and then we've got, everyone calls them she sheds now because that's the new thing. Like
she shed?
Yeah. It's instead
for,
of a,
like the ladies
instead of a man
shed?
Cave. It's a she shed.
She shed.
It's not. It's where we store our camping gear and like the extra paint and stuff that we have, but that's what everyone calls. Well, that was a room we were hanging out in, and someone got a little too intoxicated.
Chris.
No, it was a lady, so I won't
Sarah.
Sell them out. No one you know. Actually, it is someone you know, but don't worry about it. But they peed a little bit. And
in the she shed?
Yeah, just a little bit.
What do you mean? Like they pulled their pants off and peed a little bit?
Not necessarily.
They peed their pants.
A little bit.
Somebody wet themselves.
Just a tiny bit.
Kind of party.
Can we turn the mics off and can you tell us?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So it was fantastic.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm never hugging her again.
Welcome to the urination station.
But yeah, so it was, I consider that a successful party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah dropped her phone in the toilet, which was another fantastic thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you know what? By and large,
how drunk did she get?
Yeah, a little drunk, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was great.
Good times.
I respect her even more.
See, when
more
I was
now.
There, it was very mellow. But I mean, I had loaded in soundcheck at 5, so I was going at 4:45.
Yeah, and this.
So by 7 o'clock, I'm sure things are starting to deteriorate.
What, around what time did she piddle in her pants?
That was about 6 or 7. It was kind of hard to tell because of the daylight and everything, but we didn't have the smoky issues that we were having. Like, Saturday was the perfect day.
Yeah, it was.
Like,
it
there was actually blue sky.
Yep.
And so it was.
Did she announce that she piddled her pants, or did you see it?
It was a little under her breath.
She's like, "I piddled.
I'm peeing."
Yeah, it's like, "I peed," and we're like, "Oh, and yeah."
Did you have to get her like new pants or something? Or
no, it figured itself out. She's wearing a dress. It's all fine.
It'll dry.
It was great.
Just speaking of drunken antics, now let's go back to Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn.
And the Uber story of the week.
So you guys.
This story, he shared like a half a second of it right before we started the podcast. I was just like, you have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, well, I brought it up because I didn't know how much time we're going to have today's show. And I was like, look, this is something that happened to me. Do you want to save it for another episode? But I feel it's really good fodder for the cast.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kidnapped by a famous professional athlete. let's see.
Would you like to play a game?
Oh, dude.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. You're going with me.
This would have been not last Friday because we had the Brody show. So the Friday before last. I'm so burnt out, I can't even keep track of time.
Okay.
But I had decided, I had kind of some slow days at work and, you know, you need money. So I decided that this particular Friday, even though I don't drive nights, and there's a reason I don't drive nights, and this story reinforces why I don't drive nights. I decided that I would do like a 10 to 6 and then like an 8 to midnight or so. It was the night of the Pearl Jam show.
Okay.
Friday night Pearl Jam.
Gotcha.
So I ended up, I cannot say who this individual was. I won't say that, but he is famous as F.
Yep.
Of course, I'm not really into sports, so I didn't know that till later.
Right.
But I will say he plays for the NFL.
Okay.
And I will leave it at that.
Yeah.
I won't say what area I was in.
Okay.
I don't want to give anyone any clues. But I was in an area, and I received a pickup from... Oh, maybe you should beep that name.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't want to give anyone any clues. I'm trying to be honorable here.
Piddle her pants.
That will literally give it away.
Yeah,
it might.
Would.
I don't know
it
how...
probably
yeah.
would.
I'd imagine if someone's able to do enough research with NFL...
Yeah.
In the Northwest.
I'm going to...
Wikipedia.
I'm not even going to talk about the number of children or anything. Like,
okay.
I really want to try and protect this cat's identity. But I got a page from a woman, requested a car. So I pull up at this house, and one kind of big dude comes out, and, you know, he's there by the car. And then this monstrosity of a human being, this cave troll of a human being, appears at the window, bam, slaps on the window. Are you driving me? Big guy, he's got a tiara on, you know, like they give the little Miss America or whatever, those little girly crowns, tiara, in case you don't know what a tiara is.
So he's sober.
Right.
Yeah. Totally. Sounds completely sober.
And I said, this is the car for, and I said the woman's name. He said, that's me! And he gets in the back.
Well, he is wearing a tiara.
He was wearing a tiara. And just this huge dude. And so now we're rolling maybe 10 minutes, 12 minutes over to where his house is at, where I'm going to be dropping the scoff. And his phone is blowing up, like mine is right now in the background. His phone's blowing up. He answers the phone on speaker. His wife's on speaker. And, hey, yeah, I'm in the car. I'm with, you know, and I'm, yeah, and he's like, hey, Glenn. And, oh, yeah, he's really nice. And I'm like, hi, you know, and she's on speaker. And he's like, I'm going to a bar. And she's like, what? And she's like, I'm going to a bar. I'm not kidding. I just want to go to a bar. I'm not coming home yet. I'm going to a bar. She's like, please don't. You got to be kidding. He's like, gets into the, I work 8 months out of the year.
As opposed to the rest of us.
I just want to be myself. I just want to be myself. I'm going to the bar. I'll call you every 10 minutes. I just want to have fun tonight, you know. And she starts putting...
Let him have fun.
Dude, she starts putting the kids on the phone. He's like, don't do that to me. And click.
Wow.
And,
Yeah. Daddy, please come home.
No, there's a lot of reasons why I absolutely will not say this person's name, or I'm just basically NFL, and that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
I have no idea who this guy is because I don't mostly don't care, right?
Yeah.
I'm
Joe just Montana.
Not a sports guy.
Joe Montana?
That continues to happen. He's like, dude, I'm going to a bar. We're going to a bar. I have no idea who this guy is. Well, man, you know, oh, God, how did I get stuck with this? Then he slaps.
That's the best part.
He reaches up and slaps a $100 bill in my hand. And I'm like, oh, dude, no, 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 no. And he's like, no, don't do that. And this guy's big. His neck is as big around as my torso. Don't do that. Don't you do that. You take that money. Take it. Take it. And we're going to go to a bar, okay? And at that point, I'm like, $100?
All right.
I'm your Huckleberry. Yeah. All right, man.
Yeah, let's go.
So I end the ride, which, you know, it's a little app that we've completed the trip. Then I shut the whole thing down, and I get into Google Maps, and I find...
Put on Born to be Bad in the
find movie. A bar nearby. He was, as we're driving over to the bar, he was so blacked out, he'd be like, you married? Like, yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, I've been with her for 20 years, actually. Got any kids? Nah, man, no kids. Why don't you have kids?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, man. It's not something I think we're
going
to do.
Daddy, please come home.
No, but then, you know, I don't know, man. I don't think it's something we're going to do. I hear you. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. You married?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. He CTE. Had no idea what was... So, all right, we had that same conversation 3 times.
Did every time he was confused why you didn't have kids?
Every single time. He's like, why not? And I'm like, I don't know, man. It's just something we, you know, I think it's something we're going to do.
No.
Okay, man.
All right, man.
And then we'd talk about something else for a minute, and they'd be like, you married? And I'm like, oh, my God, dude. Oh, Jesus. And it's one of those things where he was really friendly, so I don't want to say I felt threatened by him, but he was also so hammered that I knew if I displeased him in some way, he might hurt me and then ask who hurt me. You know,
yep.
Like he might
who hurt you, dude. I will totally wreck that guy.
He would punch me in the face and be like, "Who hit you? I'll kill him." You know, and I'd be like, "You hit me, son of a bitch. What's wrong?"
They'd be like, "You married?"
So, oh, dude,
why couldn't he keep repeating the $100 bill trick?
So we get down to this bar, and I say, "Hey, man, look, you know, we'll go in here, we'll hang out. Well, you're hanging out with me. You're not gonna." That became another running joke. You're not gonna leave me. I was asked that 500 times. You're not gonna leave me. Are you going to leave me? You're not going to leave me, are you? I'm like, I'm not going to leave you, bro. I'm with you.
This is amazing.
Oh, dude. And
because there's so many football fans that would have just been like,
oh, dude,
I'll pay him to hang out and do this.
So I'm like, man, here's the deal, though. When we get in here, you gave me $100. Just let me buy a couple shots out of that money.
Okay? Yeah.
And he's like, man, you don't get it. I'm rich. And he's like, you don't know who I am. You don't know who I am. And you know how many times I've heard that in my life? People, right. You don't know who I am. Everybody thinks they're someone special. You know what I mean? I figured I'm trying to do the guy a favor. He had a wad of $100 bills.
My God.
And I'm like, man, jeez. This guy's going to wake up tomorrow and realize he spent his mortgage. And I'm trying to be honorable and cool.
Sure.
You don't know who I am. You don't know anything about me. You don't know who I am. And I'm like.
And you're like, you don't even know I'm married.
And but you know, it's one of those things where I've heard that BS out of so many people's mouths in my life. So, you know, and he's
which is funny because in actuality with this guy, he is a multi-multi-millionaire.
He was trying to tell me.
Like, he's like, look, I know you don't know who I am, but I'm really rich.
That's what he was trying to tell me.
He wasn't trying to big-time
you. He was just so hammered. Yeah, he wasn't big-timing me. He was just trying to let me know. Like, bro, please. So we get in there and we get up to the bar and he's like, you got to let me buy. And, all right, man. And so we get a couple shots of Jack Daniels. We throw back our shots. We're sitting there chatting. He notices my Jimmy Page tattoo. What's that? And I'm like, oh, dude, that's my Page tattoo. And he's like, oh, dude, right there at the bar, pulls his shirt off, shows me his tats, explains their meaning and stuff. And again,
so he's now shirtless.
Yeah, for a second.
Okay.
He's like, you got to see mine. I'm like, right on, bro. And up, what am I going to do? Say, dude, right. Calm down.
Right.
Because he might hit me and then be like, who hit me? You know, really friendly, but way blacked out. So, now we're doing shots.
And he has a net worth of over, you know, you take this with a grain of salt, over $15 million.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
he's fine.
He can afford that shot.
So, at this point, he's like, you know what? I'm going to buy this place. I'm gonna buy this place. I'm buying this place. And the one bartender, whose eyes are kind of big, I can't figure out why this bartender's kind of so excited. Maybe just because he thought he was going to have a quiet evening, and now that's not what's happening.
But I'm like, huh, there's a bit of enthusiasm in the air. You know, I'm kind of picking up on this.
Right.
And the guy's like, the owner's right over there. And he's like, tell him I want to talk to him. And I'm like, oh, God, no, please. You know, and then, you know, like, you guys looking at me like, hey, how do you know him? I'm like, dude, I met him 5 minutes. I can honestly
ask him. He paid me $100 to hang out with him.
You know, and I'm like, man, I'm, you know.
So how this works?
I'm really sorry about this. I just think he's some big drunken dude. So now the owner comes over, and I'm like, oh, God. And at this point, he's begun to do like a combo drool, spit, vomit thing on the floor. Right there on the floor.
At least it didn't pee.
I was shocked to discover this didn't even slightly faze the owner, who was elated to meet this guy.
Oh, my gosh.
And they start getting into all this talk about players and stats and this and that and blah, blah, blah.
I told you.
And that's when I noticed he was wearing a team logo baseball hat under his tiara. And I start doing the math and I'm like, oh, this dude's a world famous NFL guy.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Like, he is a household name.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and the, you know, and then he's like, you know, this is my bro here, and we're chatting. Then he turns to me, he's like, I'm gonna go puke. And I'm like, all right, brother. He's like, you're not gonna leave me, bro. I'm not gonna leave you, man. I'm not gonna leave you. Off to the bathroom. The owner's like, man, how do you know him? I'm like, he's an Uber driver, man. I met him about 20 minutes ago, and now you're drinking with him. I'm like, yep. Because again, you know, it's not like I'm kicking it with Robert Plant.
Right.
I don't know who this guy is.
Some weird drunk guy.
All I knew at this point was his first name, and that he, now I'm realizing everyone in the bar was staring at us. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I mean, he's a sweet guy. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's been uncool. He's just really partying hard.
Yeah, he works 8 months out of the year.
All right, yeah.
Just let go for him.
Let him have this.
I just want to be myself.
Papa, please come home.
I so hope that sharing all this never comes back to bite me in the ass in some way.
It won't. Totally. What could go wrong?
So then he comes back. We're sitting at the bar, and he's like, he paid the one bartender $100 to tell him where the closest strip club was.
I do this for free. I'm doing it wrong.
I looked it up. I'm like, man, it's just a few miles down the road. He's like, we're going. So we have a couple more shots. I had said, dude, my job is to keep you safe. I'm keeping us safe tonight, so I'm cut off. I'm cutting myself off. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, yeah, he's cut off, you know. And
not me, though.
Yeah, so... We get our drink on. Man, yeah, he's totally, you know, totally, he's the guy's housed, but he's friendly and he's funny and okay. And now I'm realizing, like, yeah, this guy's a star.
Right.
And I just don't, everyone's like, how do you know him? I'm like,
I don't
even know his last name.
That's my favorite part. Like, he paid me to hang out with him.
Yeah, why are you guys so excited? You know?
I'm like an escort to this guy.
I'm like Han Solo. I'm here for the money. I expect to be paid.
Glenn Cannon, professional escort.
Yep, Glenn Cannon, pretty women to the sports
now
stars.
Now we're back in my car and we're headed to this strip club. And we're talking more. And then during the trip, he's like, where are we going? I'm like, we're going down to the strip club, man.
Like,
and
he wanted. Like,
but I want to drink more. And I'm like, well, they're not going to serve booze there. And he's like, why are we going to the strip club? I'm like, bro, that's where you wanted to go.
You paid $100 to find out where it is.
Dude, I'm like, what do you want to do? I'm like, man, I'm taking care of you. No, what do you want to do? And I'm like, dude, man, you know, you kicked me $100. I'm trying to do the honorable thing here, man. I'm going to keep you safe. That's what I'm doing. No, what are you doing? And I'm like, dude, I'm going to keep you safe. I'm going to get you home safe. That's my deal at this point. Man, that's really cool. You know, most people aren't like that. And I'm thinking, yeah, you're a multi-million dollar, you know.
Yeah,
you're
want to take advantage of you.
Yeah, I bet everyone's taking advantage of you. I don't know who you are. I don't care. You gave me $100. As a matter of principle, you are now in my care, bro. Not that, you know, I'm not going to be bailing him out of any fights, but I'm going to get him home safe. You know
Probably
what I'm saying?
Him, right. Yeah, right.
If there's a problem, I'm going to get behind him.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And it's weird because I am taller than him. I'm a big guy. I am taller than him. But in my mind's eye, this dude was like the damn Death Star. I mean, there's
something about
huge person.
Especially like an athlete.
That's
like,
no moon.
There's being big as a big dude, but then there's athlete big, and you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those things where, because he's hammered, and, you know, and I'm kind of trying to have fun with this. We're hugging and stuff, but it's like hugging a wall. He's like, bro, you're not going to leave me. No, man, I'm not going to leave you. And we hug, bam. I'll be like, I got you, dude. And I'm like, I just hugged a tree stump. you know? So now this whole, why are we going to the strip club? We're going there because you wanted to go there.
Oh.
What do you want to do? And finally, I'm like, man, you know, where do you live?
Oh.
I live right over here, man. And your wife there? Yeah, man. That's where you want to be. Yeah. Let's go there. And I'm like, no.
Okay.
I'm like, nah, man, we'll head up the road. We can hit a bar, though, if you want. He's like, nah, man. Let's go there if that's where you want to go. And now I'm back.
Are you going to take him to your house?
Oh, my God. Nah, right?
Party like, in Glenn's pad.
No, man, no. So I managed.
Take him to the Rev's house. He's got a new bar.
Yeah, right?
The last thing I want to do is upset him, too, because, again, the dude's blacked out.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not saying anything about his character. I'm saying in this condition.
Right.
I'm trying to tread carefully. So I get that roped back in to where we're now headed to the strip club.
Gotta get there.
We pull up the strip club. He's like, oh, no, this place. Last time I was here, they threw me out of here.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, dude, well, what do you want to do?
And awesome.
By that point, he's out of the car. I'm like, oh, man.
Never mind. We know what we're doing.
I want to know what got him kicked out of there.
Now I'm in the strip club. They do know him. The manager comes up. He's like, yeah, I'm like, hey, man, are we good? You know, because I'm trying to, this situation's really out of hand. Because he's very boisterous and over the top. And I'm looking at the manager like, hey, man.
I have to say, this guy's already my new favorite NFL player.
God, right? Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm buying his jersey. Yeah,
legendary.
So I'm looking at the manager like, are we good? Are we, hey, man, is everything cool? I'm just trying to take care of him and get him home. So he's like, how do you know him? I'm like, dude, I'm his Uber driver. He's like, what? I'm like, I'm his Uber driver, dude. I met him 20 minutes ago. I'm just trying to keep him safe. And the guy's like, man, that's really cool. And I'm like,
dude, this is no, I'm hostage. Do you not understand when I say this? I am a hostage.
Dude, this is a plot to a movie, man.
Yes.
Like, this is the funniest movie ever.
So.
Oh, my God.
Now we get in there, and he's trying to get him to get us alcohol. There is no alcohol available.
No,
that debate goes on for a
while.
Maybe
in the locker room there is.
He hands him his credit card. He orders up. I think it was, he was like, I want six girls, blah, 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 okay. And he's like, what do you want to drink? I'm like, I'll have a ginger ale, you know, because there's no booze.
Yeah, I'll have six girls as well.
Yeah. No, man, at this point, I was thinking, must communicate with wife.
Yes.
Wife person is out there.
Yes.
You know, I need to let her know that I have been kidnapped by a professional athlete.
And I'm at a strip club.
And I'm safe, and it's funny.
This makes my text to my wife saying I went to the hospital a lot less tame.
Dude. So the girls come over, and now there's all these, so now the girls are there. Oh, hi.
Oh, my gosh. There's some strippers that are probably like, guy's got money.
No, yeah. You'd be surprised.
Really?
Oh, dude. So they come over, and I'm like, hey, listen, I'm just taking care of him.
I'm just the Uber driver.
I'm just trying to make sure he's safe. Just, you guys show him a good time. No, we're here for you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
No.
I'm like, I get that. Thank you very much. Just make sure he has a ball. I'm just here to keep him safe. I'm just here to keep him safe. No. I was like, look, I'm just his Uber driver. And they're like, oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Which was rad.
Oh, like, as soon as I was
like, look, man, you know, I'm his Uber driver.
All right.
You know,
they're not getting money out of me.
They were like, oh, okay. Bam. Yeah. So off he goes to the private area with these girls, and I go outside, call my wife, and begin to tell her, like, look, I've been kidnapped by A, and I would say the team name. This is where I am. This is what has transpired. She's howling with laughter.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
and
right?
At this point, I'm like, I only know his first name, but everyone knows who he is. They're flipping out. Everyone's wigging out about this guy. Right. I have no idea who he is.
And at this point, are you just a little too afraid to ask?
No, he probably would have been.
I mean, like,
dude, he was cool,
else,
man.
Like...
He was trying to get me the bar we were at. He was trying to get me a gig. It turned out I'd played Unplugged there years back. But he was like, "This is my bro's killer. He's Italian." We're sort of friends-ish at this point, but I have no clue who he is, which is maybe why
this is incredible.
We were getting on. So, oh yeah, man. At one point, I feel bad sharing this stuff, but I think it's all okay. His wife was really angry, and he was like, just go ahead and divorce me. I don't care. Divorce me, click. And we're sitting at the bar.
Papa, come home.
He had turned off. Dude, when the kids were on the phone, I was like, oh, dude, that's dirty pool. Yeah. She had the kids on the phone.
That's some serious.
But he turned to me. He's like, man, you know what? She's not going to divorce me. And I went, probably because you're a great father and you love your kids. And he stopped dead in his tracks, paused, like froze, and just looked me dead in the eye like, whoa. And there was a moment, and then he's like, well, yeah, that. And because I'm effing rich. But it's like, even in that moment, I was like, man, do people not say nice things to you, bro?
Bro,
like, who's got your back?
I don't know if they think anyone does. Because I've had a couple buddies in the NFL where I've gone out even buying a round of drinks for myself and them. And they all, like, every time it's ever happened, they're just like, bro, what are you doing buying any drinks? You know, I'm like, I know that you're way rich. And I'm not, but as a man, dude, I'm not going to let you buy my drinks all night. Like, it's just, you're my friend, and I don't have, like, I'll pay for our meal one of these. Like, I've done it before, and it's like, even like Luke Wilson, granted, like, he's not this, but like, there have been times that we'll be hanging out, and he's like, saying something, he goes, man, you, like, do you ever want tickets to a game? I'm like, man, if I gotta get tickets, I'll ask someone else. And he's like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "I'm not gonna bug you. You're my friend.
I'm not that guy."
Right? You're not. And he's like, "Dude, thanks. Yeah. But you can. But thanks. That's really cool that you've never. I've never once bugged him.
Shared this story with a bunch of my and immediately, did you get photos? I'm like, no way.
Right.
And I'd be like, last thing I need is I send that photo to someone and then they put it on their Instagram or on their Facebook and there he is out on the town drunk. Hammered.
Yep.
I'm not gonna do that to him. That's messed up.
And then that's like on NFL.com or something like that.
Absolutely no way. Or, did you get his autograph? No. Mm-hmm. I was there to keep him safe. Yep. He needed a ride, man. I was there to...
Well, maybe on the Uber receipt, he might have signed his money.
So anyway, we're at the strip club.
This is what time of the night is this at this
point? It's getting late now. Maybe it's getting towards 11 or so.
Okay, and what time did you pick him up again?
Oh, we'd been together at this point about an hour and a half.
Okay,
this is incredible. Maybe even 2 hours.
This is great. Yeah,
I talked to Tawny for about 45 minutes outside. The manager dude came out and he's like, hey, man, he's asking for you. He seems worried that you're gonna leave him. You better get in here. And I'm like, oh, baby, I got to go. Of course, she's laughing at me because she's looked him up. She's like, oh, my God, do you know who he is? And she's reading
No, I don't.
I'm like, I didn't even know his last name until you just told me. I only knew his first name, you know. So I get back in there. He's like, bro, where have you been? I'm like, I'm outside talking to my wife. I respect that. You're not going to leave me, are you? I'm not leaving you, dude.
I love that he respects that, even though he's denied any communication with his wife and decided
that.
To go to the strip club instead.
At this point, he has a wad of cash that has to be 4 inches thick. And he peels a chunk of it off. And he says, here, man, if any girls come up to you, you give them this. And he hands me this wad of cash. I'm like, thanks, bro. Which, because I'm a poor person, I fold in half and immediately put in my breast shirt pocket.
Yes.
That's where that goes.
Yeah.
And if a girl walks up to me, I'm going to say, hi.
I'm good.
Yeah. So, well, it gets funnier. So he's like, all right, you're good. You're good. You're having fun. I'm like, man, I'm having a blast. Are you having fun? I'm just glad to be out, man. I just needed to cut loose. I respect that, brother.
Of course.
I got you, Holmes.
Yeah.
You're not going to leave me. I'm not going to leave
you. Hell no.
So off he goes again. And at this point, a couple of these girls, they're coming around. They're like, hey, so... You know, are you okay? I'm like, I'm totally fine. I'm just here to make sure that he's safe and having fun. They're like, oh yeah, he's sweet, you know, but just make sure you're doing all right. Yeah. And I'm like, how did you meet him? I'm like, I'm an Uber driver. I picked him up. He was hammered. We went to a bar, had some shots. He wanted to come here. I'm just trying to take care of him. Oh, that's so sweet. I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to do the honorable thing. He gave me $100 bill earlier, and I, out of principle.
And the girl's like, cool. Well, that's five dances. You want to go?
No, honestly, none of them hustled me like that. They straight up, I think at that point, because there was maybe five guys in this place.
What night is it? Oh, it was Friday night.
It was a Friday night. It was dead for Friday. There was like five guys, 15 girls.
That's, wow.
And so they were swinging.
It's been a minute since I've been to a strip club. I'd assume on a Friday night.
No, it was dead.
It should be popping.
It was maybe at 2 a.m. when everyone's hammered. But
also, probably everyone's at Pearl Jam.
It was a total ghost town. But the girls were literally coming by like, you okay?
Yeah.
You know, you need anything? You good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm just hanging out. Just making sure he's... That is so sweet that you're taking care of him. I'm like, I appreciate it. He just he's a nice fella. He's just partying and
one
cool.
night out.
Yeah,
I've kids been, want
you know,
him home.
Oh, dude, you
daddy,
know,
daddy come home.
So that was kind of a point of humor. Daddy. Then, let's see, I got called. There's so many weird details of this story, and I've been going on long enough. I'll try and draw it to a close, but I got called out by a stripper from stage because I was sitting in the back of the room, and there was a girl on the main stage, and I got out my phone because it went off, and it was my wife. She's like, "What's happening now?" And I'm like, "I'm just chilling here. I really kind of wish I was at home with you, but it's all good." And, you know, he's got a bunch of cash. I might end up making a little more money tonight.
Yeah.
It's worth it. We need the money.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and then all of a sudden I notice that kind of the music is gone and I hear this, "Can you put your phone away?" And I looked up and the girl who was dancing on stage is staring right at me. And I'm like, I just kind of smiled and nodded real slow, like, "Yeah, sure, hon." And then she waves, like, "Thanks." And
called out by a stripper. And then,
man.
Yeah, it was like the illusion. It'd be like if there was a play going on.
She broke the fourth wall.
Yeah, it'd be like if you were at a play and suddenly the play stopped and one of the people was like, "Can you put that cigarette out?"
Yeah.
It was like that. And like I became acutely aware of all the drunken creeps in the room that are like, "You know, dude, you just ruined my. I was sitting here fapping and you had to." I'm assuming
now
she's
you're the one who made it weird, Glenn.
She must have thought I was videoing her or something, you know, but it's like I'm texting my wife, hon.
They should have like a rule, like as long as the phone's not popped up, like if you have phones on the table or in my lap.
It was down in my lap.
They know what you're doing.
So that happened, which I thought was really pretty funny.
Yeah.
But now my patience for this whole scenario is starting to wear a little thin.
Darn. Yeah.
So, but that point, my boy comes back. "Hey, man, you know what's going on?" I'm, "Hey, dude." "I'm good." And he goes up to the front of the stage and he sits down. He's right at the front of the stage. And I swear to God, he's basically just staring at the floor. He's really, really not cognizant. And there's a girl on stage dancing. And about every minute, without looking up, he would just take a huge wad of cash and throw it into the air. And he's staring at the floor, his head's bobbing. And I'm watching this and I'm going,
"This is amazing."
I'm like, "Jesus Christ, man, I got to get him out of here." And I'm like, "Plus, look at all that money he's throwing away. If I get him out of here now, maybe he'll give some of that to me." And he's throwing so much money that when these girls get done doing their main stage dances, they have to get a little plastic basket and come up to gather all this goddamn cash up.
It's like an Easter basket.
Yeah.
So on two levels, I'm like, one, it's time to get my new friend home. Two, Jesus Christ, he's throwing away all that money.
Right.
And I am hurting. I mean, I am hurting. I am not a rich person, and he is chucking that up in the air. God damn.
You get him in the car, you go back. He didn't want to give you all that money. Give it back.
So I walk kind of out around this area and into the front area where he's at. Like, it's the way the room's laid out. And it literally, he's just staring down kind of at his, you know, just at his belt buckle. You know, he's not looking up. And I put my hands on his shoulders. I'm like, "Hey, man." And he looks up and he sees me and his face lights up. He's like, "Hey, man, you're not going to leave, are you?" No, man. I'm like, "Are you good, bro?" He's like, "Sit down. Sit down. We're doing this." And so I sit down by him and I'm like, "Man, are you good?" Because I'm looking for the, "Take me out of here. Get me out of here." Because his body language indicated.
And he's shutting down.
And he was like, "Man." He's like, "Dude, get girls. Do whatever you want. Get, man. I got you. I got you." I'm like, "Ah, brother, man. I'm married, man. This isn't my scene." And he's like, "Man, I respect that." And I'm like, "Yeah, dude, I just.
We've heard that before.
This isn't my thing." Well, it's one of those things too, man. Like, honestly, God, I love adult film stars. I mean, it's all good. But all these strippers, there was only one that I thought was actually really hot. The rest of them were cute and half naked. Sure. But there was one that I thought was really hot. And she was up there on stage dancing. And I'm like, "God damn, she's beautiful." And then I started looking at her eyes. And the look in her eyes and the look on her face, man, it wasn't hot.
No.
It was effing sad.
Yeah.
I was like, "God, this, if I was 19, maybe I wouldn't even notice. I'd be sitting here with a massive erection." But this is honestly
kind of like me right now.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I was sitting there, man. I was honestly, this is depressing. This whole scene is depressing. These girls don't want to be here. That girl looks miserable.
Mm-hmm.
This is not cool. This is a bummer. I want to go drink more Jack Daniels. You know what I mean? So that's kind of my headspace anyway. And I couldn't get him. So at that point, I go out, I find the manager again, and I'm abridging the hell out of this, believe it or not. There's so much detail to this whole damn thing. And I grab the manager, and I'm like, hey, man, look.
Can you kick him out, please?
Yeah, at some point, I had found out that all the money he had that I'd seen earlier, and this is where I begin to feel like a bad person. He had taken all of that and turned it into ones, which is why he had that 12-inch stack of cash, which he was throwing up in the air, which meant there was no more money for me. I've now put in a good 4.5 hours.
Wow.
You know, for the sake of my karmic well-being.
Yeah.
And I've hit my limit. And yeah. I want to go home and I want to hold my wife.
I want to go home.
You know,
and I just want to go home.
And laugh about all this, yeah. Right?
I mean,
it's one of those things that half these guys would kill to be partying with this. You got to beep that right that time. Stop,
guy,
Dad. Right. Beep that.
I will.
Half the people I know would kill to be partying with this guy. If I was hanging with Jimmy Page or something, I'm not coming home till dawn.
Yep.
But I don't care. It's not something I care about.
Yeah.
To me, he's just this guy that I'm trying to keep safe and protect, if that makes sense. So now I go to the manager and I'm like, hey, man, look, kind of hitting my limit. If I split, will you get him a car? Will you make sure he's safe? The guy's like, dude, I promise you I will. I'm like, I'm not kidding. You got to promise me, man, you know, because he doesn't want to go. He's here for the haul. He's partying.
Yeah.
Just promise me you'll get him home safe. And the guy's like, dude, I give you my word. I'm like, okay. So
we've
I think we've
partied with celebrities like that.
Yeah. I think at that point I went to pee or something. Then I came out. There were a bunch of girls sitting on a bench because it's super slow. So they're just sitting in a bench. They saw me and they all kind of pointed like, we know who you're looking for. And he's over there because they knew I was basically watching him.
Yeah.
Find him again. You're not going to leave me, are you? Dude, I'm not going anywhere. That whole thing happens again. Now he's trying to use his credit cards to get more cash. The guy's like, dude, I don't have any more cash to give you. And he's like, well, can I get these credits? And on
Damn.
And on. And
wow.
Then, you know, at that point.
Good night for the ladies.
He grabs a hold of me, kind of headlock thing. Hey, man, you're not. And then he's like, well, dude, we're going to get these girls and we're going to party and we're going to do this. Are you down? And I'm like, bro, he's like, you're not going to. We're going to hang all night. We're going to party and we're going to do this. And then here's the plan and blah, 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 which I'll tell you what the plan is, not on mic. and I said, bro, you know, I kind of just want to get home to my wife, man.
Yeah.
You know, do you want me to run you home? And he's like, oh, man, just go. Big hug. And he wandered off.
Apparently he's still at the club.
Deuces.
I turned to the manager and I was like,
get him home.
You got him. And he's like, I promise you, I will get him a car. I'll get him home safe. I'm like, all right, dude. And it was like Wile E. Coyote. I was out of there. There was like a little dust cloud. I got in my car. Vroom. I'm calling my wife because I'm scared in 30 seconds he's going to be like, where's he at? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you said you'd never leave me.
I get to the edge of the parking lot and it's a construction zone. I'm not lying. Right at the edge of the parking lot was construction for the street. And I got to it and there's this kid. He looks like he's been standing there for a month with no food or water. It's like he's trying to join Fight Club. You know what I mean? And he rotates the sign to the stop position. And I'm like, no. And now I've got my wife on the phone. I'm like, turn the sign. Oh, my God, you effing idiot. Turn the sign. And I'm staring in the rearview mirror.
He's seeing him coming. Bro!
Well, I keep waiting to see the door of the strip club burst open. You said you wouldn't leave, you know? And now he's kicking the windows out of my car. And then, who kicks the windows out of your car?
I'll kill him.
You know what? I'm going to find him and kill him.
Are you married?
Dude, it was like the longest 2 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
Before that kid rotated the sign.
And then I tailed it home.
Then I was out of there. I was gone. Oh, I texted a couple of my friends. And I'm like, I just got kidnapped by... blah, blah, blah. And every one of them, dude, did you get pictures? Did you get an autograph? Did you get his number so you can party with him again? I'm like, man.
I don't want to party with him again.
I did it. It's done.
To all the fans of this particular team, I apologize for, it's not that I don't care, man, but I don't care. You know, man?
Yeah.
I didn't want to hassle the guy.
I should have invited him to the Bruiser Brody show.
I wanted to keep him safe. No. This is the ultimate thing. Chances are, our paths will never cross again.
Oh, for sure.
But my hope is that they do, because this is what I want more than anything else. I want him to look at me with that look like, man, I know you from somewhere.
I know you from somewhere. Yeah,
and then just walk right on by.
Yeah.
You look really familiar, man. I like you. You've got a good vibe.
I have a familiar face. And as you're walking by, I'll look and go, are you married?
No.
The end.
I respect that.
It was more than a, hey, man, that was really cool, any of that. If he would just see me somewhere and make a weird puzzled face and then keep right on walking like a, I know that guy from somewhere.
Look at the person.
That would be so hilarious.
He'd be with
me.
One of his teammates like, I know that dude.
I know that guy.
I don't know how, but I know that dude.
Yeah, dude. That would kill me. So that's, hopefully that was entertaining for everyone.
God, that was great.
If that name and number shows up on your Uber again, would you take the call?
Well, it was his wife's.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and then I got home and I was like, oh my God, what if this, what if that? Tawny's like, no one's going to contact you. Because I was like, man,
Yeah, at what point maybe like the wife will be like,
it was, what did you do? Where did you go?
Kid, Papa.
And then honestly, it was.
What did you do with my dad?
The whole don't you leave me was such an ongoing thing that I had like survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
I'm like at home, like I left him.
Babe, I left him.
I left him.
But Tawny said.
Yeah, Tawny's like, who told you to go? I'm like, he's not going to remember that.
I promised him.
If he remembers anything, it's going to be, don't leave me, and you did.
Dude.
That is incredible, bro.
So that's pretty, awesome. It's censored. It's pretty censored because I absolutely, I will not.
And I'll make some beeps.
He was a nice guy. Yes, make sure no pertinent information. Nice, nice guy. He had no idea where he was, and that was my adventure, man. I was kidnapped. Oh, and it was $38 in one in my breast pocket. So I made $138 off of him. And it was funny as hell.
The strippers all made like $500 a piece.
Oh, dude, my wife was like, you know, where's that money? And so I gave it to her. She counted it, but after she counted it, she went and washed her hands. And I'm like, baby, it was out of
it's
the.
Not that
it was
bad.
It was money out of the till. She's like, no, it's dirty stripper money.
It
of course,
is.
She was laughing. Tawny was, when I pulled in the driveway, she was sitting out front waiting for me. Like,
oh, I bet.
Cracking up laughing. She had all this dude's stats up on the phone. She's like, this is him, right? With photos.
She has a team pennant.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. So, you know, we laughed. Her and I laughed for about an hour about that whole misadventure. And then I went through the whole, you know, I abandoned him. What if my phone rings? Oh, my God. She's like, Glenn, you're never going to hear from these people again.
It's over.
Yeah.
That's a phenomenal story.
That's the story, guys.
That's
all I needed right there.
Thanks for story time.
Oh, bye, man.
I need a cigarette.
All right. Well, we're going to pop on out of here because I know that they got to use the room for some special stuff going on with the men's room. But
special.
Thank you, guys. Also, I got to start prepping. I'm going to be interviewing Allison Chains for a big track-by-track-by-track album release show that's going to, I believe, be on KSW on Thursday night.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be me with the boys and Allison Chains going through the entire record, Rainy or Fog, which is awesome. I've gotten the chance to listen to it.
I can't wait to hear it, man.
It's funny because my wife even said it, and I agree. It's the minute you hear that album, it's quintessential Allison Chains, but somehow it sounds different than anything else they've done.
I can't wait to
hear
it.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like the rehashed. They never rehashed, but that sound is just undeniable Allison Chains. So Rainier Frog comes out this Friday. They're going to be at Pain in the Grass this Saturday. Also playing at Pain in the Grass, Bruiser Brody. Get there early. We're on at 1:30. Doors open at 1, so hurry your ass in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
We really appreciate that. Be first at the gate.
And then Glenn and I, we'll be jamming with a band called Stone Temple Pilots.
No!
Which will be awesome. All right, so we'll see you this weekend, hopefully. Jaden, thank you for joining us. And as always, stay positive and take care of your knees.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected.
Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at Ring.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.